Welcome to Stories, Fables, and Ghostly Tales, your one-stop place for freaky, creepy stories and real-life tales. Turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready to hear something new. Only in Canada. Submitted by Chewbacca. Excellent name. This story comes from my father, born near Toronto, who grew up on a farm with a younger brother and an older sister. So this happened in 1969 when my dad was 8 or 9. One night both parents were out of the house, along with his brother. This left him and his sister at home alone. Eventually, the phone rings, and my father picks it up with a standard Canadian politeness.
"Hello, this is Bob."
The person calling said they were coming to kill both my father and his sister and told them to leave the house. My father, slightly spooked, used the intercom system to page his sister, telling her what happened. At that time, both children could drive, as they had been doing so on the farm, so leaving the house wasn't too much of a problem. While packing some things to leave, the phone rings again, and my father answers it. "Hello, this is Bob." The voice says,
"Why haven't you left yet? I'm coming to kill you."
With which my father replies, in a stereotypical Canadian accent, "Well, I'm trying to leave, but you keep on fucking calling. I can't leave and I have to keep answering the phone now, can I?" The voice hangs up, and my father and sister drive to where their parents were having dinner. Nothing else happened with the voice. It was probably just a prank of some sort, and it didn't really faze my dad. But I thought you guys would enjoy it, especially if it's a tale from Canada. Well, there's one strange story, Chewbacca. Thanks. It's definitely a classic. Stay tuned for the next one. The title of the story is A Man with a Baby Stroller. Submitted by I am not I am at all. Alright, that's a tongue twister. Okay. So this incident happened one cold night in December 2016. I was at my friend's place and it was pretty late at night, so she decided to drop me off at home. By that time, all the small shops near our house were closed, and there was usually no traffic that late in the cold weather. Plus, it's not a big city, so it shuts down pretty early in the winters. There is one two-way lane with houses facing each other on both sides. The lane gives off small roads on each side, which then lead into other streets. So, we're both driving to my house, and on the way about two streets from home, we notice a tall man wearing black PJs and a black hoodie. And he's slowly walking, pushing a baby stroller. Our curiosity made us drive slower, so we can have a look at him somehow. We were kind of driving at his pace, but he took a turn inside the street, and right at that moment when the car passed by, we saw nothing but an empty street. That guy literally just vanished into the thin air with that stroller. Me and my friend legit freaked out and drove so fast to get home. My friend was so afraid to go back home because she had to pass that street again, so she stayed. Well, we still couldn't figure out who that guy was and what he was doing walking around with a stroller past midnight, and how he could just disappear in just a split second. There was no house so close that he could have just dashed in, and the street is lit enough that anyone his size with a stroller cannot just hide away. If I ever have to drive home at night, I avoid looking in that street and try to drive as fast as I can past it. I really don't know who he was, and nor do I want to. Let's not meet. Agreed. Well, thanks, I am not I am at all tall. Gosh, I keep screwing that up. Alright, stay tuned for the next one. The title of this story is The Mountain Man, submitted by I Will Come For You. Okay, this might be a coincidental name that lines up with the story's premise. Right. Every summer, my family makes a trip from Texas to Vermont. Two summers ago, my parents bought a new home, and for some reason, our house smelled really, really terrible. So, my mum went to the local candles and scents shop and ended up bonding with the woman who owned it. She convinced her to give me a summer job. The first month went smooth, with really only a few bad customers. One day, I was checking inventory in the back when I heard the bell above the door ring. I walked to the front of the store, calling out to whoever just answered, but no one replied, or even appeared to be in the store. So I just forgot about it and moved on with my day, blowing it off as the wind. That night, getting to my car, I found a little piece of notebook paper stuffed between the slit of the rubber and my window. It had my full name and a crudely drawn picture of a wedding ring. I blew this off as my best friend and co-worker, Courtney, trying to scare me like she always did. Well, it seems a little bit extreme, but fair enough. The next day at work, I told Courtney that she wasn't funny. She told me that she didn't do anything. Courtney always owns up to her pranks. After that, I was creeped out, but again dismissed it as just being another prank from one of my friends. I was sitting at the register playing on my iPhone, when I heard someone walk into the shop. I looked up to see a rugged-looking man at the counter. I was 4'11", teen girl, and this man towered over me by at least a foot.
"Are you Sarah M?"
He said this in a deep and slow voice. I never had seen this man before in my life, so how could he know my name? I didn't know what to do, so I remained silent and started to slowly back away from the counter, grabbing my phone, heading towards the exit.
"I'm sorry about the note in your car. I was just nervous to ask you out."
At this point, I was about to nope it the hell out of there, but I knew I couldn't just leave the shop unattended with this creep in there. My boss would literally murder me, and maybe he'll leave anyway. I'm really sorry, but I have a boyfriend back home, and I'm 16. I tried my best to not sound intimidated. Good stuff. Though I probably sounded like a little chipmunk that pissed itself. Okay, fair enough. Can see why that would happen.
"Well, you look like a girl that hasn't had a good fucking in a while."
I didn't know what to do. I started to pull the mace out of my pocket. That's one of the right things to do. "I think I'm okay on that, but you should leave, sir, before I call the police." At this, he looked like he could kill, and tried to pull me over the counter. He had me in a tight grip, and he tried to pull a small kitchen knife out of his pocket. But before second thought, I pepper sprayed him directly in the face. Nice job. He loosened his grip, and I grabbed my phone and bolted to my car. I locked myself in my car and called 911. It would be 10 minutes until the police could get to my location. The operator told me to start my car in case he got up. It depends how hard he hit him in the face. I tried to start my car, but it wouldn't budge. My one thought was questioning in what way will I be caught up. I could now hear the police car pull up into the parking lot. When the police found the man in the shop, he was crying behind the counter. Apparently, this man had stalked me for 3 summers. He lived in a cabin in the mountains. He hadn't talked to anyone for 10 years, and he had severe mental problems. Whoa. A few years ago, he saw me and my family hiking through the woods and felt that we were meant to be. A few weeks later, I had my car looked at, and the throttle had been missing, explaining why my car wouldn't move. I still go to work at the scent shop, but now I'm 21 and married. I wonder where he is now, but please, Mountain Man, let's not meet. My goodness. Talk about wrong place, wrong time, and wrong person. Agreed. Definitely, I will come for you. Let's not meet that guy. Stay tuned. The title of this story is Followed by Black Car. Submitted by, oh my goodness, this is going to be a hard name to say, Bajoric Srubucha. That is probably wrong. I'm going to have to put that in the title card. Okay. Last week, I've been running the same route, about 3 miles every day. I am 5'11", a guy, and 18 years old. But this has been on my mind almost every day of the week. My route starts at my house, which then leads down to a road leading to a trail or reservation that takes up most of the run. After the reservation, there are some steep hills, and then I'm home. The first day I started running this route, I could tell something was off. The reservation is home to an abandoned water plant, and part of the trail leading to it is an abandoned road. However, there is a farmhouse in the middle of the reservation that seems to attract a lot of attention. I'm not sure if it's a gang meeting place or possibly a drug distribution type house, but there was a lot of activity going on in there. There is a road in the middle of the trail that leads to this house, and every car coming from the outside is heading to that place. Cars are littered everywhere, some with people standing outside them staring me down. However, as I start to leave the trail area and go onto the hills, a black-tinted Mercedes speeds past me. I take notice of the car and don't think much about it. But as I was running up the first hill, it comes back again and on my right side. I didn't notice that it was the same car until I saw it a third, fourth, and fifth time, the fifth time, I was just coming up my driveway, and I could tell this guy was taking note of me. So what should I do? Should I keep running on this route and call the police if I see him or his license? Or should I just stop running this route? Any advice would be appreciated. Now I'm going to go with Queen Zero on score one, which is probably I wouldn't run that route. Fairly underplayed, but I think that's probably the best answer here. Do not run that route. Stay tuned for our next story. This is our last story. Too Good to Be True, submitted by Summer2502. The other day at work, we were basically told to look out for ourselves and others, wait for the security guard, etc. Now, this was a normal thing for the suburb we live in, but it was still a bit strange. My friend from the other night, Phil, told me why. Their friend and co-worker finished up around 12 and was approached by this guy when he was in his car. The guy looked pretty and all, trackies and all, and gave him an envelope claiming that there was free fringe tickets inside. Okay, well, alarm bells there, buddy. There was some sort of white powder on the ticket, but he just assumed it was cocaine or something. Again, not uncommon in this area. Wow, okay, wow. So he just grabbed it, planning to throw it out later because it was probably counterfeit. His mates came around 12:15 to see him with something like burns on his hands, where he touched the powder, and felt like he was burning on the inside and couldn't breathe properly. Luckily, he was still conscious and told them to take him to the hospital, which luckily wasn't that far away. My goodness. They got there and practically everyone that came in contact with him felt that they were burning under their skin. Wow. And were all having breathing difficulties within minutes. They had to call people in with hazmat suits and everyone was decontaminated. Luckily, everyone is okay. Knowing that this shit is so close to home is really unnerving. It was like the anthrax issue, except there was no deaths. I can post a few news articles in the comments if you want. The substance is still unidentified, and they had a man in custody, but it was let go at no charge. My goodness. That is insane. Alright, well, best luck to your Summer2502. I mean, it's obviously a given. Don't touch anything that's white and powdery. But a great way to end our last story for this episode. Thank you for listening to Stories, Fables, and Ghostly Tales. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page, our website, and you can send through your love to us with likes and subs. Oh, and also tell your friends. If you have any stories of your own, private message us on Facebook. Visit our Facebook page and just hit message and send through a request or a contact and we can go from there. Thanks for listening and till next time.